This is how I killed my nice guy. Folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast. This is Trevor Boehm, your host. I'm the author of the books Today I Rise and Man Uncivilized, founders of the Uncivilized Nation and the Uncivilized Movement, and the host of this podcast. As I said earlier in the year, I want to do some more long-form content on the solos. Usually I take a solo and I just riff on it for about 5-10 minutes, but I feel like there's some deeper things that are affecting men that I really want to talk about. And so I'm going to use the opportunity for once a month to be sharing with you some longer form. And today is a topic that a lot of guys are affected by, and a lot of guys are ashamed to admit. And this is something that I dealt with personally. So I'm going to walk you through how I killed my inner nice guy. And I'll go into what a nice guy is later on. If automatically you're like, oh my God, I really like nice guys. This is capital N, capital G, that nice guy. So if you're a new listener, welcome to the podcast. So glad to have you. If you're an old returning listener, I love you to pieces. We had a huge growth spurt last year. So thank you so much for sharing all of my work, sharing the great interviews and conversations with men and women I've had on the podcast. We have such an exciting year for you. Please continue to do that for us. We have some other big, hairy, audacious goals for the podcast this year. And I know that we grew because of people like you. I know we grew because you shared, you tagged me on social media. You did all the things that really helped get us from A to B. So thank you so much. And if you're interested in this topic, fellas listening to this, I have an entire course on this subject, right? Based off the chapter in my book, Kill the Nice Guy. So if you want to go to manuncivilized.com/kill the nice guy right now and check that out. If you don't, I have one last favor for you. If you wouldn't mind, hit pause right now. Go leave a review, Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this. I know it takes like 30 seconds, but it makes such a big difference for the podcast, for the growth, for people who you know were just like you, who may have been struggling or may have been interested in these topics, and now you know the benefit that we bring here. So please, please, please share. Okay, let's dive into this topic. First of all, what is a nice guy? A nice guy is someone, a man most likely, right? We have the good girl on the opposite side. But he's a man who spends more of his time making sure everybody else around him is happy so that he feels okay in the world, right? This is codependence. This is a man who is has more attachment issues than authenticity, or is more interested in being attached, being nice, being liked, being accepted than he is being who he actually is in the world. And I get it. We all walk a fine line with this, right? We all have to live in society. Our relationships are in ecosystems. Our communities are in ecosystems. We all just don't get to do whatever we want to do all the damn time. That's not what I'm talking about here. But there is a challenging set of patterns. I know specifically because this, you guys, I speak from experience. When I'm saying I'm killing my nice guy, that's how I killed my nice guy, because I was the nicest guy. It was like an Olympic champion. It was the Michael fucking Phelps of nice guyness. And my life now is so radically different. And I actually get to have all the things I wanted to have earlier, but I was just applying a skill set that didn't work. So if you can identify yourself in these patterns, first of all, give yourself some grace. I'll talk about that in step one. I remember reading Dr. Glover's book, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and huge, huge shout out to Dr. Glover, right? If you haven't read No More Mr. Nice Guy, please go do that. But I remember reading it and then like throwing it across the room. I was so angry that this guy knew so much about me without ever meeting me. Right? He has like this checklist in the beginning of 12 attributes of a nice guy. Right? Like afraid of conflict, multiple addictions, love women but secretly hate them, no boundaries, covert contracts, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, check, 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 throw the book. I was so pissed because it meant so much to me. It landed so deeply. I remember actually going, and many of you have heard this story, I was in therapy at the time because I was getting divorced. And I remember running into my therapist's office and being like, I'm nothing but a set of patterns. Like, I don't even exist. I may not even be human. And he was like, take a breath, calm down. There's a lot more to this, but yes, you exhibit a set of patterns that's very common for a group of people. People who have an abandonment wound, people who are afraid of abandonment, people who may not have developed a very deep sense of self, very deep sense of self-esteem, people who grew up in family systems where their needs weren't met, or their needs weren't important, or it was told to them explicitly or covert, or, you know, implicitly, that their needs weren't important. So hopefully that gives you a good frame of what it's like to be a nice guy. Or, you know, women listening to this, how many of you have dated nice guys that just say exactly what you want to hear, but then you realize none of it's true? Right? It's the guy that shows up with flowers, that wants to go to the dances, that wants to do all the things that you want to do. And then you realize, like, wow, he doesn't want to do any of this. He just wants to sleep with me. Or he's the male friend who's constantly there to help, the shoulder to cry on, going to help you move, going to make you dinner, just going to listen to you bitch about your ex-boyfriend. And now they were terrible guys. And gosh, you just can't wait to find a guy who's just like him, but not him. That guy's a nice guy. Okay, enough about this. Let's dive in. This is how I killed my nice guy. And I'm simplifying here, so this isn't an 8-hour conversation. In 4 steps. Like, usually things are in 3 steps, but I want to throw in the 4th one because I know it's important. Step number 1, I had to accept that this was real. This was a tough one, right? Until I read Dr. Glover's book, I was like, no way. If you had said, is this you? I'd be like, no, it's not me, even though I fit every damn pattern. So I had to accept that I am a nice guy, right? I had to say it out loud. I had to look in the mirror. I had to tell people. I had to, like, keep reading the book. I had to look inside of myself and say, holy shit, I have been doing all of this stuff for decades and it's time to stop. But then there was this piece that a lot of people don't realize and a lot of people don't talk about. But I'm going to tell you here, you've got to grieve, guys. You've got to grieve, right? Imagine finding that you've gone 30, 40, 50, 60 years of your life trying to be a basketball player, but you've been studying a baseball manual, right? You want to be a great basketball player. You want to be the best basketball player, but you just don't get why you show up with a bat, ball, and glove that no one wants you on their team. And they think you're a little bit odd, right? And you realize, oh, this is basketball. I dribble the thing. I shoot the thing. You're going to have to sit down for a day or two and cry it out and grieve that you were doing, you had the right intention, but you were going about it the wrong way. It's not often talked about, but I talk to nice guys every single day. And I'll tell you what, those guys are in an immense amount of pain. They've suffered for so long. Their relationships haven't been good. Their sex lives haven't been good. They haven't gotten their needs met. They haven't even acknowledged that they have needs. So how could they get met? They've had frustrated partners. They've had the same pattern of relationships starting off, oh my God, this is the greatest guy in the world. Oh my God, he's not. Right? Something's wrong with him. Something's off with him. Wrong with him is not the right term. Something's off with him. He's getting his needs met covertly. If I ask him what he wants to do, he just turns the question back on me, right? These same relational patterns show up over and over and over. And I'll be honest with you guys, it wasn't just patterns with women in my life. This was patterns with business partners. This was patterns with bosses. So it often shows up in multiple places. And I just sit down and go, man, I was working my ass off for no result. Or to not get the result I wanted. That's a better way to put it. I was working my ass off in relationships, thinking I was, quote, doing the right thing, being a good guy, being the nice guy, always being available for people, always being the guy to help, always being the guy someone could reach out and lean on, always being the guy who would lend someone money, always being the guy to support my partners, support my girlfriends, buy them shit, make dinners, try to be romantic. And poof, when that all blew up, I had to grieve when I found, wow, that's actually not the right way. That's actually not the effective way. So if you're listening to this so often, especially here in the West, especially with men, we don't give you the opportunity to grieve. I'm giving you the opportunity to grieve. You have to grieve. You have to release that pain. You actually do. All right, that was step one. Step two, many of you are going to stop listening to this, or if you're watching this on YouTube, stop watching it right now for what I'm about to say. But it's vital to me. I got sober. And no, I wasn't an alcoholic. No, I wasn't a drug addict. No, I wasn't really addicted to anything. But like most nice guys, I was a little addicted to a lot of things. So if I took my drinking, my pot smoking, my porn use, my exercise, my working, all of that, and I put it into just say something really commonly understood, drinking, I would have been a raging fucking alcoholic. But because it was spread across 8 or 9 little things, no one could find it and I couldn't point it out. I'm like, no, I'm not. Look at me. I'm hugely successful, actually. But I had to get sober, real sober, right? My good friend Mark Groves always says, you got to get more sober. So I quit drinking. I quit smoking pot. I quit looking at porn, right? Still exercise, but not the same way. Still work, but not the same way. And what did that do? Why am I saying this? Am I anti-drinking? Am I anti-drugs? Am I anti-porn? No. But here's the way I want you guys to look at it. There's shit that you need to look at. There's stuff you need to handle. There's work you need to do, inner work and outer work. Right? I want you to think that like the answers to the challenges of being in the nice guy are in a room at the end of a hallway. All right, you want to get in there. You want to do the work, right? You want to get on the other side of this problem. I know you reach out to me. You tell me all the time. You buy my courses. Like I get it. Now, here's what most guys do that I don't want you to do anymore. They get about 3/4 of the way down that hallway. They pick up a beer, they light up a joint, they light up their computers, they go work out for the 5th time that day. They work 20 hours, which inevitably turns them around and walks them back to the start of the hallway. So they never get to open the door to the room where all the juice is. They never get to work out and work through all the shit in that room. See what I mean? Do you understand why I'm saying this? I had to get sober. Because it left me nowhere to hide. It left me nowhere to squirt out the side of that hallway. Then I had the opportunity to walk down the hall, open the door, step inside and go, oh shit. Wow, there's a lot of stuff in here. I didn't think there was so much. Let me now start to sort through it, work through it, get some guidance, deal with it, be in relationship with it. As opposed to pretending it doesn't exist. And gosh, what do you know? Here I am again, 6 months later at the end of a failed relationship. Or, oh my God, here I am 4 years later at the end of a business partnership breaking up or whatever it may be. So I'm not asking you to get sober for life. I'm not saying like, you don't have to go to AA. You don't have to go into like a rehab unless you really do. If you do, go. But if you don't, just stay sober for a period. I recommend a year. When I quit drinking, and by the way, I haven't had a drink in 8+ years now. And I wasn't an alcoholic. But someone said, hey, do this. Get sober for a year. Just quit drinking for a year. If you can't go a year with a conscious choice to do so, you may want to look into that. There may be some information in there for you. If you can go a year, which I definitely could have done, and I remember at the end of that year, then she said, reevaluate. Right? See if you want to bring alcohol back into your life, and if so, in what way? Same with all the other substances. But at the end of the year, I'll be honest with you guys, I felt so damn good, and I felt so clear and so refreshed, and I had so much more energy and no hangovers, and my workouts were better, and my relationships were better, my sex life was better, everything was better. I was like, I'm just personally not going to drink anymore, or get high, or jerk off to porn, or overexercise, or numb myself, or distract myself, or keep myself out of being present. So that's number two. Get sober. Number three, get real clear on what you want your life to be. Get really, really crystal clear about what you want your life to be like. Right? Get real clear. Most nice guys, when they hear this, their minds go blank. But I say, hey, what do you really want as a man? What do you want from your life, right, brother? What do you want? Think about it. Like, what do you want? And it's like a blank. Like they're blank because the I want for my life muscle is so atrophied Or it was, it's like, it's so weak. It's never been used before. The, what do I have to do so that everybody else in the world likes me muscle is like on fucking horse steroids. But the, what do you want for your own life muscle is atrophied. Just this past weekend, a bunch of us met down at a president of my company of Uncivilized, Dave Boyd's house. And I've been in this work for years, but I showed up too. Right. And we drew out, we took a piece of paper, big piece of paper, and we drew out our kingdoms. What do we want to have in our kingdoms? What do you want your house to look like? What do you want your family to look like? What do you want your business to look like? What do you want your spiritual practice to look like? What do you want your friendships to look like? What do you want your hobbies to be? How much money do you want? We drew it out physically on paper with crayons. He's got a bunch of kids, so he has crayons. And then stood in front of the group and said it and owned it and claimed it. Right? This is what I want for me. Powerful, powerful exercise. Guys, nice guys, you have never put a stake in the ground. Right? You're chameleons. I know, because I was one. Like, tell me what you like. Oh, I like whatever you like. What do you think about this current issue? I don't know. Tell me what I should say to make you happy and stick around and not abandon me. I remember my ex-wife, God bless her, asking like, well, what do you want to do sexually? And I was like, whatever you want to do, like whatever turns you on, turns me on. It's not true at all. Right. But I was terrified that if I actually put a stake in the ground, then I'd have to risk not getting it. Or even worse for me, right? At the time, I'd have to risk people not liking me for it. Fast forward 8-10 years, I've written books that have infuriated people. I quit drinking, which means a lot of people left my life. I run a men's movement. I talk to men. I've been called everything you can imagine online. Everything you can possibly imagine. The stupidest shit on earth. Right? I just posted a picture today of a 1-star review of one of my books and someone saying, this should never be read out loud. Secretly, as a nice guy, I was trying to avoid all of that. And if I never got clear, I never put a stake in the ground. I never claimed anything. I never said my needs, never figured out what they were, never even owned that I had needs. Then no one could ever leave me a 1-star review. So fuck them. You only get one shot at this life, right? Figure out exquisitely what you want for you. Not what your partners may want, not what it may make women attractive to you or men, however you roll. Not what your parents want, not what your grandparents want, not even what society wants for you. The ultimate power of a man is the choice of what he gets to do with his own life. So get real crystal clear. Write that shit out, put a stake in the ground, and then deal with the resistance that comes up from everybody around you, from society at large, from your church, from your government, from whatever. Right. But obviously, like, don't put like, I want to kill people or do stupid shit like that. Figure out what you want as a man. Right. Number 3, get crystal clear. Number 4, this is a biggie. Find your people. Right. Us nice guys, who are we most terrified of? And it ain't women, guys. You may think it's women, but you surround yourself with women, don't you? I did. You ever saw me in college? I was walking with like a group of 8 women. I was just one of the girls. Why? They weren't a threat to me. If I was one of them. Now, if I went over to a group of guys, they were terrifying. Why? Because I was real small when I was in high school and junior high school, and I got beat up by a lot of guys. I got picked on by a lot of guys. I also wasn't, you know, standout good looking or having some great skill. I wasn't quarterback of the football team, right? So men, other guys were my competition. They seemed to get all the girls. I didn't. Even though I was, you know, I had access to women, I had older sisters, I got to be around a lot of women. Gosh, how many of us, right? Friend to all, dater, let's just say, to keep it polite, of none. So men, you got to find men to hang out with. You got to work through whatever your challenges are that think men are scary, men are terrifying, men are competition. I'll tell you what, and I'm not just saying this because I run a men's movement. As the quality of men in my life increased, the quality of my whole life increased. I got to do more fun shit. I laughed more. I made more money. I felt better about myself. I felt supported in ways that women just couldn't support me. right? Like perhaps outside of my single person in my romantic relationship. But even one of the reasons I'm good with her is because I don't require her to make me feel okay in the world. I got brothers everywhere that I can lean on when shit gets hard. I got brothers everywhere who will high five and support me when things go great, so that I just get to be authentically me with her. And again, I'm not doing this to please a woman. I'm doing it for me as a human, for me as a man, even more importantly. Find your guys. That can be my guys in the Uncivilized Nation. It can be Connor's guys in the Alliance. It could be Every Man Mankind Project. Like, there's tons of men's groups out there. It could be your local jiu-jitsu guys. Preferably, it's a group of guys who are conscious. Preferably, it's a group of guys who are intentional about their lives. Your drinking buddies at the bar, probably not your guys. Right? You want to have guys who are moving forward, who are growing, who are expanding, who are actualized, who are individuated, who are initiated, so that they help you do the same. You got to find your people. Right? Find your men. Work through your issues with men. Work through what scares you about men. Work through your fear of you being a man. Work through your own masculine power. See what it's like to stand in a room with powerful men and be okay. And actually be one of the group. No matter what station in life you are, no matter how strong you are, weak you are, how much money you make, whatever you look like, doesn't matter. Feel your value to the other men simply by you showing up authentically. You got to get around other men. You got to find your people, guys. If you're interested, check out what we got at the Uncivilized Nation, manuncivilized.com/the nation. But if not, find another group, one that fits you well. Right? When I did those four things, guys, my life changed radically. Radically. And I started realizing what's more important than making other people happy, which I have no control over. What's more important is actually letting go of that control. And letting those people have an authentic human experience all of their own, right? My partner included, partners included, girlfriends included, male friends included. I'm not here to control their lives. I'm here to add to it if I can. I'm here to support them when things are hard. I'm not God, right? My teaching partner, Leela, is like, you can quit your job as master controller of the universe, right? Stop playing God. Stop trying to control everybody around you. Let yourself be led by you. Let yourself be supported by you. Look in the mirror and say, I got you. And then build a life off of that. I got you. On the other side of a nice guy is a powerful man. Right? It's a man who's found his balls. Because most likely, guys, you found your hearts decades ago. That's not your challenge. Right? A lot of guys, they come into the world with their balls. They get it. They just have a challenge finding their hearts. For you, it's the opposite. So claim all of you, head, heart, balls. Right? The opposite of a nice guy is an uncivilized man. A man who has access, head, heart, and balls. A man who knows who he is, why he's here, how he's here to serve, what he wants from this life, what he's going to do with this life. I hope this helps you. If you want more, manuncivilized.com/killthenice guy. Please share this. Go live a kick-ass life. My name is Trevor Boehm. I'm happy to be here with you. Cheers.
This is Trevor Boehm signing off on another episode of the Uncivilized Podcast. If you enjoyed this, please give us a share. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. And if you're interested in getting a hold of my book, Man Uncivilized, whether you're a man or a woman, please go to www.manuncivilized.com/the book and get readin'.